Alright, if you are happy to be in church tonight, shout a loud amen. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. If you believe the Lord is good, give me a very loud amen. You know, before I say a word of prayer and start today's meeting, first of all, let's give God thanks for His goodness to this house. Let's thank God for the life of our senior pastor, Pastor Ed, and his lovely wife, who is very, very lovely right now. And let's thank God for people like Pastor Ethel, who at last, the Lord will do something good in their life. Amen. The Lord is good. So if you're happy to be part of this thing that's happening in this house tonight, shout a very loud amen.
Amen.
Now, before I get into my message, all right, we'll say a word of prayer. But before then, I want to tell you something. Divine, listen. The message I'm preaching tonight, I believe absolutely I was instructed to preach it by the Lord. I will tell you why. And my wife can testify to what I'm about to say. I hate ceremonies. I don't even do Christmas. I have never decorated my house in my life. Since Christmas Day. You say why? I said Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. And he said that's the day we all agree. I said I hate ceremonies. I never used to do birthday until I got married. So, I got engaged on 31st of December, I think, or so. And then, the following February, my wife said, it's Valentine's Day. I said, what happens on Valentine? Hey, you go out. I said, stay inside. I'm not going anywhere. This is just, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just me. In fact, don't let me bore you with too much gist. Now, why am I saying this? My wife reminded me about 2 hours ago or 3 hours ago that it's Valentine's Day. I said, is it today? He said, even if you won't buy me a gift, at least you remember that it's today. I said, oh, sorry. Earlier in the day, Pastor has called me from Lagos and said that I should preach tonight. So, I wonder when I now told my wife after that. So, of course, I was thinking of, okay, I'll preach, you know, just thinking. Then something dropped in my mind. And I said, this has to be God. And believe me, Jeremiah said, he said, the Lord has deceived me and I have been deceived. I said to the Lord, you have deceived me and I have been deceived. I'm about to do what I have never done. I have never preached a Christmas message on Christmas Day. I have never preached Easter message on Easter Day. I don't preach about resurrection during Easter. It's just in my bad habit. So that's what I'm saying. The Lord said, he actually said I should preach this one. Because the topic of my message for tonight is how to find true love. Yeah. You can see you are the only one for that. I am not laughing. I grumbled in my heart. I said that must be. In fact, when we went to park, my wife said, hey, Pastor Bani, preach on love, bro. I said, will you be quiet? She didn't know why I was very angry. Because it's a conspiracy. Are you getting my point? You know, if you ask, if I was thinking, Lord, there must be something else I can preach. Like the divine nature growing up inside you. The mystery of supernatural connection for breakthrough. You know, stuff like that. How to find true love? No, this is not a banking message. Until I got to church, nothing else. I said, dear Lord, this must be you. Then as I sat there, my mind suddenly remembered one scripture, and that will be my text for today. No, one book of the Bible. And I said in my heart, oh, Holy Spirit of God, I'm sure, if this is you, what is the idea behind this? So I opened my Bible. Before we open it, let's just say a word of prayer so I can get to my message. Father, I give you thanks, because I'm obedient to your spirit. I'm not very happy about it, but I'm obedient all the same and willing. Therefore, Lord, bless your people despite me tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Open your Bibles to where the Holy Spirit led me to quickly. Songs of Solomon. Please, stop shouting. I'm getting sadder and sadder. If you will just say, oh, poor man, I'm sure I'll be the one shouting. So as I opened it, I said, yeah, Lord, what is in here? Then I read and I got my, oh God, listen. Open your Bibles. Let me take my text. This is a message of the Spirit of God. flesh and blood is not preaching to you tonight. I'm sure he didn't preach to you the previous days anyway, but tonight, even the pastor preaching is sure. He said, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, that's the heading, the title, said, may he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. You know what he said next? Your oils have a pleasing fragrance. Your name is like purified oil. Therefore, the maidens love you. Not just one maiden, but the maidens. So among the many people that love you, are you getting my point? There is just one that is what you and I will call true love. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it's possible to be very popular. It's very, very dangerous. For a man to become prominent, he's not yet married. As a man I love, he's in that situation, and I feel sorry for him. It is dangerous, are you getting my point? To be heavily anointed and have visibility and be yet single, because the meetings of love, they all love thee. Is that, you can't really read it. There is something, you know, I used to say like this, ask my wife, she's a witness. So anointing is very, very handsome, it's attractive. If a man shares revelation, you will love him. If a man blesses your life with the word of God, you will love him. Even in psychology, those days, Freudian psychology, they taught us that one in medical school. It's called transference. If you have a problem and somebody listens to you and helps you, you will fall in love with him. Do you get my point? Ah, it is the truth. So that's why he said, you always have a pleasing fragrance. You know, the anointing upon your head is enticing. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, your name is like purified oil. Every time they hear your name, everybody loves. He said, therefore, the maidens love me. Now, look at the next line. The true love was speaking here. He said, draw me after you and let us run together. He said, the king has brought me into his chambers, that these other things are trying to attract me. Listen to what he said again, verse 4. He said, draw me after you and let us run together. I said, dear Lord, thank you very much. You know what he was saying there? Many people may love thee. Do you understand my point? But only one person can run with thee. Do you get the point? Let me tell you two stories. It interests you. Real testimonies from the mouths of women. A young woman who is a very good friend of mine. Last time I saw her was on her wedding day. My wife and I went for a wedding. Those days when I was just before I got engaged and after I got engaged, she was leaving on the way to church, the church I was attending. So a lot of times on my way, I might leave for church early so I prepare a visit, or when I close from church, I just pass through her house. She was living in a hospital, so we just walk down to the, sometimes we'll stay at the park nearby, they'll be talking for a long time. She loved to hear me talk. She used to live in the same building. Very nice lady. Now, the experiences I had with her during our discussions, the one particular day, what I'm about to share with you, when we finished, I asked her permission. I said, I will use this to preach. She said, go ahead. You know what she said? Now, then, you know, some women just have this thing. Every bros just chase them. You get my point? At that point, she had three serious suitors. I don't mean play, boys, no, NFA. We don't know where they are going. They're not planning for anything. I just wasting your time. Could buy you a card on Valentine's Day. You get my point? Buy you Suya. When I was in university, Suya was the thing. You demonstrated your love with Suya. So this young woman had three serious suitors. Now, there is one of them I want to talk about. That was the one she loved. I don't know why she loved him. I think the guy was a moron, but she loved him. I think that guy wasn't going anywhere in life, but she loved him. But because she was my very good friend, we could talk very openly, you know. I said, can I talk to you truly? I said, I asked a simple question like this. Now, the guy was not, this guy I'm talking about, it was the thing she said about him that made me decide that this guy is not a good husband to anybody. Not even not you. I mean, not just you, to anybody at that point in time. You know, some people, they are bad news. I'm telling you, you think I'm joking? They will find one unfortunate person to marry, but let it not just be you. Okay. I know what I'm saying. You see, this is where I should talk about what? How to find for love. So that evening I said, okay, let's see. I had a simple question. I said, can you trust this guy to give your life direction? That is, from this scripture, can you run together? Are you getting my point? And let me explain something to you. Life is a race. People start at 12 verse 1. How did he go? He said, let us run with endurance the race that is set. Are you getting my point? He said, there are many people, he said, in the race, many people are running. That is, Paul was explaining in 1 Corinthians that life is a race. So when you are considering life, remember that you are going to be running. Therefore, you are talking about true love. Love is not an emotion. The moment I saw him, something in me, you are lying. The girl was just fine. That was your problem. Do you get my point? Love at first sight. You know why I don't believe in it? You have many first sight. You have forgotten all of them. Just the one you married that you now remember. The moment I saw her, I knew. You knew like seven other ones, but we have all forgotten because nothing happened. Because when things don't succeed, we quickly forget about them. But the one that was, the first day I saw my wife, I just knew. Listen, the first day I saw my wife, I didn't know anything. I just liked what I saw. Shikena. I just knew. You didn't know. Stop lying. You have deceived us enough. The last one you knew, she said no. Before your eyes, you were there, she got married. What is it? You just knew. And you should start now. You should know you are not knowing anything. Stop fooling yourself. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is very important. Love is not... Look, listen, I'll get back to that in a moment. Let me finish my story. Because you understand that in life, everything has a functional definition. He said, what is the love of God for man? It is not a feeling. It is that when man needs something, God gives to him. God loved the alien amongst him that he gave him food and raiment. That is love. For God so loved the world that he gave them that they might not perish but have. If a man loves me, he will keep my commandments. Are you getting my reason? To God, it is obedience. You learn to love your staff. It is not, oh, how are you? God bless you. Pay on time. Pay well. That is love. I always say, your boss is not your friend. He doesn't have to come for your son's birthday. Say, this man is not nice. My son was doing it, he didn't come. Is he owing you salary? No. Is he paying you well? What is wrong with you? He's not your friend, he's your boss. Like sometimes my son will tell his mother, "Mom, you're not my friend again." Mother said, "Thank you very much. I'm your mother. I was never your friend." Are you getting my point? It's true. So all this, you're not my friend again. When you get to church, you can do it to Zida, you can do it to all those other young boys and girls. But I'm your mother. Do you know what I'm saying? And you will do as I say. That is love for mommy. All these hug and kisses, not the pecs. The real thing is that whatever I say, you do it. Are we agreeing? Are you the one saying? Love has what? A functional definition. All this shmoo shmoo in your stomach is the icing on the cake. You are talking about my point? Sometimes I see my wife and, there's so much shmoo shmoo. You know what I'm saying? At other times, I am angry. Get out of my sight. You know those kind of attitudes? They say, my husband said, you do like you didn't hear. Just, she's not seeing you. When she wants to enter the room, you enter the bathroom. Husband, are you here? You know, you begin to make noise, you open the door. You did hear, yes, I am here. What is the problem? You are not happy. But that's the power of covenant. You are not going anywhere. You can be unhappy all you want. But it's easier if the shmushmu is plenty. Are you the one is it? And it is, you know, if oil is running in your stomach every time and you feel like hugging your wife every day, hey, it is better. But that is not love. You also know what love is? I'll tell you, we are saying many things. Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then can I be beholding another maiden? That is love. The shmushmu is good. But a man that really loves his wife, he watches where his eyes go. Are you getting the body and make it? Yes, sir. And then let me just go with my gist. So this young woman was having, you know, the shmushmu feeling towards his bros. So I asked a simple question. Can this bros that you are shmushmuing about like this, do you think that? Then she told me something I'm about to tell you to explain this scripture. He said, Bank, it's like this. Let me explain. He said, If he said, come with me, I want to show you something, close your eyes. He said, I will close one eye and keep the other one open like this. I said, therefore, you don't have enough trust in him to close both eyes? Then please, I beg you in the name of the Lord, as a good friend who desires your good, don't marry him. Because this one said, draw me after you. You are in fault. You are getting the point. It is drawing how? After you. If a man cannot drag you with him, you don't trust him enough, it's not true love. No matter the shmoo-shmoo-ness of your stomach. Do you get my point? The moment she said that, I said, okay, this is a perfect description of a divine principle. Please, I will use you to preach. The second story I said I was going to tell you, also involving a young woman. She said, that is her husband was telling me this. Her husband is my friend. She's not my friend, but her husband is a closer person to me. Now the guy is a pioneer pastor. You know, a pioneer pastor. That is going to pioneer a church in Sahara Desert. Do you get my point? Almost literally. And then one day he prayed and prayed, and the Spirit of God, he claimed, told him to go and marry this young woman. So he entered his vehicle and came all the way, public transport, not his own, and came all the way down to the south and called her, and they chatted, they discussed, and he laid down his manifesto. And now this is the interesting thing. He was coming from the dry wilderness, and there was another bros that was coming from Port Harcourt. Of which, see, his name was purified oil. Crude oil. Purified what? Crude. So, of course, when the bros will land, gives for everybody, you know, these other bros to land the blessing. God bless you. The Lord be with you and also with you. Anyway, when sister was going to vote, Port Harcourt lost her. Are you getting my point? With all the lubrication, he lost. So the father asked her a simple question. He said, look, I'm not quarreling, I'm just curious. I'm just curious. Can you just explain to me? Because according to the things that we can see, there is no explanation for this, your decision. Because you see, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The father's not walking by faith said, can you please explain to me what I want? Are you getting my point? And the young woman thought, and again by inspiration, she answered, it must be inspiration. He said, how do I explain this? That's what she said. Like, she was thinking. Okay, daddy, let me say it like this. This is one guy that if he says, now listen to this, close your eyes, follow me, I want to take you somewhere. Say, I feel confident to close my eyes and put my hand in this. Can you see two stories? The two of them never discussed with each other. They don't know each other from Adam. The only connection between them was that they have a mutual friend called Banky. Do you follow my point? He said, therefore, I agreed to marry him. That is, I'm looking to a reward like Moses. I will depart from the palace, move into the wilderness, because there is something invisible that I am looking for. That there is a city whose maker and builder is God. You are getting my point? He said, I can close my eyes and put my hands in his and let him lead me. Look at what he said. He said, draw me after you and let us run together. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, I was saying earlier, that love is a functional definition. There is nothing in life with you that is, I just can't explain. You see, this love thing, let me tell you one way thing you must not read, especially as a woman, because women are easier to deceive. I don't know why God made them like that, but it's a fact. All those newspaper columns, dear Agatha, dear sister Esther, they are lies of the devil. The devil created them to deceive you
Are you getting my point? It is worse if it's an international magazine from America or Europe. Please treat it the way you treat Sagittarius, Aries, Cancer, you know, Scorpio, you know, it's stars. You know, they are just fooling themselves. Because one day I was watching TV. And one young girl, because see, I was thinking about it before I left Milan. I said, marriage is an interesting thing. Only a genius could have invented it. I said, no, a genius can't invent it. It must be somebody who has the power to cook up something and the power to make it work. He's the only person that can take up marriage. That marriage is only work, apparently, under two scenarios. Either because of extreme bondage, like in Islam. Don't talk. You are nothing in this house. You are side by side, you know, some of those lower animals, but at the same level. So the women will be married from the time they are 17 and they are dead till they are 100 and they don't leave. It's bondage. Now, the other way it works is that they really get the revelation of God. The man and his wife, and the two of them were together, and you know, get my point? The two became one flesh, and they were naked and not ashamed. And if that one works, it has to be God. Because there is no way two people can have equal partnership in quotes, are you getting my point? And not step on one another's stones and quarrel. It is not possible, except it's a threefold cord they are using. Only God can bind them together. Because when two human beings, like Young Icho said, when you have two Koreans, they have three ideas. Two human beings, listen, it's not possible to resonate. It's not possible to work in concordance. It is impossible except by the Spirit of God. That is where liberation comes and revelation does not follow. It's marriage breaking is normal. Go to America, go to Europe. Once you elevate the woman to her proper place in life and there's no revelation of marriage, they always break. That's why they say, what about her career? She has her own career. Bros carriers in the morning. Since don't carry go that side, they have these dysfunctional children, dysfunctional homes. Do you get what I say? One day somebody was saying that she wanted to go abroad, her husband said, you can go for a course, but I will not come with you. One of my friends said, but if it is a man that's going, and you expect the woman to go. I said, yes, because there can only be one captain in the ship. See, it's only by revelation you can enjoy that. In human knowledge, will tell you that you are being cheated, and it is not possible to have the freedom of women, are you getting my point? Without the revelation of God, and marriages to be stable. It's impossible. It is impossible. The only way to have stable marriages without there are revelation is that you have to subjugate the woman. You must oppress her. That is why sometimes when you want to preach the real revelation of God, some people are misunderstanding you. They think you are drawing them back to Islam. You are drawing them back to African tradition. No. It's revelation. Are you getting the point I'm making? I thought about that only God could have done this. Therefore, anything that has to do with man-woman relationship, if you don't have revelation from God, please, anything else they tell you is a lie. So once I was watching TV, AIT precisely, and one girl that God should punish openly, except she repents publicly, sat down, listen to me, and was educating secondary school girls about sex. God should either punish her openly or call her to repentance publicly. Because she said, one girl said, all right, who can I have sex with? And she thought for a moment and said, sex is so important. Before you have sex with somebody, you must make sure you really, really, really love that person. I said, go punish your father. How is a 14-year-old girl supposed to decide who she really, really, really loves? How is a 12-year-old girl supposed to decide? You are spilling poison into my home. If you don't know, shut your God forsaking dirty mouth. You secondary school. Secondary school. This guy loves her father's driver. You don't know. This guy loves the neighbor. He loves the mega. She loves everybody. You small girls. Who did you not love when you were small? Oh, loved your teacher. Even small boys can love their teacher. He said, you have sex, you're very, very wrong person. With that mouth bent and never sit. May this curses not come upon you if you repent public. If you repent in private, you know, it won't work. You know, some sins you commit openly. A man, I come with that pastor, the man, I come, closer. I stand in public, I now go behind and say, sorry, it was a mistake. What kind of nonsense is that? You come and tell them public it was a mistake. Slap me in public, come and tell me secretly, sorry. It was a mistake. How mistake is that? That mistake will be corrected openly. You don't know whether God told David. David said, I'm very sorry. God said, you know, David, I don't take these things personal. You know, they're not taking personal, it's just doing business. But David, it caused a problem. God solved it publicly. You know, that's what God told David. He said, so you want to do the secret so that we'll be sure that everybody won't think it's good. Let's do openly to you. David said, He said, the sword will not depart from your house. David said, why not? He said, we have to correct you openly. They will have, if anybody will think that I agree with you. God said, sorry, you have caused the name of God to be blasphemed everywhere. Therefore, I shall correct you openly. You know, till now, people, they fear to see the sin of David. When you see the judgment of David, God said, this grandpa was when they finished, God said, you know, you are my man. But David, don't take this thing personal. You're just doing business. You know, fine. Let's go on with the righteousness. Are you following the point I'm making? That is why the guest should not repent secretly. Come on, repent what? Openly. Tell a small girl that. Because all the small girl knows is what? The shmushmu of her stomach. Are you getting what I'm saying? Real love has serious definitions. Do you get what I'm saying? If you're a young woman in the house, the guy loves you, no matter how much he's spending on you, if you can't close your eyes and say, take me anywhere, please forget it. But you do. If a woman decides that everything you say must be explained, she's not a good wife. I used to do something to my wife. I don't know what I used to do, that's what I used to do. I want something that's reasonable. Like, there was a particular day. I go home and I enter the house. We were living in trans-secluded. And I saw bees. I didn't know they were bees, I thought they were flies. So I enter. How come there are so many flies here? Wait. Is something dying? Somebody poo for somewhere? What thing they go on? And they enter. Then I turned and saw the hive right at my gate. So I ran. Ran, of course, entrance from the back, went upstairs, and went to wait for my wife to return. So when she packed, instead of telling her there are bees, I remember what I did. I said, open the gate. Don't go that way. Run this way. She said, why? I said, run. I could have said, baby, there are bees. Run for your life. I just said, open that gate. Don't go that way. Come this way. It's not really what is something in a man. Let me see how much you trust my judgment. Run without me telling you why. Run. Just run. So she looked and then ran. Then when she came up, I said, you know what I said, run? Look, a hive of bees. Where did they come from? Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, what did I say? How to find what? True love. I told you one of the greatest gift my wife has ever given me. Get my point? My wife gives me virtually everything. If you come close now, I don't know whether this microphone can pick my perfume. Is it amplifying the perfume? And my wife gave me. Are you getting my point? This tie, now my wife gave me. This shirt, now my wife gave me. 90%, no, that's not the correct estimate. 95% or I think like 98% of whatever you've ever seen me wear, my wife gave to me. No, it's not a... It's a fact. If you see me shine like this, say, now Jesus, they make me... Now wifey, they make me shine. Are you saying? But of all of them, the greatest gift was a book by Rick Joyner, The Final Quest. It's not the book.
was what she wrote on it. To my mentor, my husband, and my teacher. I said, good. This is my dream embodied in flesh. Are you getting the point I am making?
You are talking about Solomon. It is not the man who buys this and buys that. As God knows, when I was cutting the poor woman I married, the person I gave her was a tape, Go for Discoveries by Bishop David Oyedepo. I traveled from Lagos to Benin to come and say, happy birthday. What did you bring as present? This cassette will change your life. Go for Discoveries. David Oyedepo. In fact, I know the one thing I did was that she loved plenty. Well, I recorded, let me teach you guys this. Guys, you're going to pay. This man, yeah, you're looking as if you're not interested, so don't deceive me, my friend. You're going to pay for what I'm about to tell you. So, in fact, your own should even be more refined than mine. You know what I did? I settled down a few nights and recorded. Can I still remember? Write your name across my heart. I want the world to know that I am yours forever. And now when that's one. Baby, baby, I like the way you walk. Do you want to be in love forever? Do you want to say no. By the time, look, I sat down, filled one chrome cassette front and back, and titled it Songs of Solomon. And I sent it. Then my wife got the waka for you. She started listening to music. She told me later she had earphones. Just plug the earphones. They waka for you. Climb Okada, the earphones with a great drum. You know? And then I now did the next one. It was too volume though. The first volume was so successful. So, you know, if I have what I say, you want, give my own, I go record. You all go sing by yourself. You go book time in Caruso Studios. Are you getting my point? You will sing it yourself. Compose it. 1 hour long song. And then, as it prospers, you shall pay me royalties. Is that okay? Look, that was the biggest gift I gave. Bodies want to buy chocolate, buy flowers, buy this. Two problems were there. No, three problems. One, I didn't understand fully the importance of some of those things. Two, I was broke. What was the third problem? The third problem is if no one married me, you're on your own. And I actually had that attitude. Do you get my point? I always said, if you doubted that I am the best man in the world, we can't run together. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? Find true love. Now the simple principles where the Lord said I should reveal it to you today. You know, I told you, Bishop, that flesh and blood is not the one preaching this message tonight. Because I hate talking. The birth of Jesus on Christmas Day. I don't even like talking resurrection on Easter. How much more love on Valentine? But the good Lord said, haha, thank you. You are the servant and the master. Go thus, go thou, and speak on how to find true love. So here we are. Now, there's something I want to just say briefly with that, and let me close with it. Do you know why people really can't find true love? Because you can't run if there's no vision. And if you are not running, why somebody run with you? So the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people, literally in Hebrew, are unrestrained. They date this one today, fall in love with that one tomorrow, sleep with this one the day after, get engaged to another one the fourth day, and on the fifth day, they are back to square one. Don't ask her, what's wrong with you? Or ask him, what's your problem? The fact is that when there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is a fact. If you're not thinking, you see, that's why sometimes in one day, thank God for people who have some ministries. I've come to learn that not everybody, you know, have my kind of ministry.
Let me start say. One day I went for a meeting somewhere, and it was a singles meeting. So the person was preaching, preached small, and then through a question, it was supposed to be a topic for discussion. So there is a sister, she's engaged to one bros, and the bros said, you see, for him, sex is very important, but she's a very serious child of God, he will not disturb her, but he has to get servicing from various stations outside, since her own parking space is occupied for now. You know what I'm saying? Or I have to say it goes up on you.
Are you getting my point?
I said they have to preach for you tonight. The major reason people don't find that is because they don't have a vision. They don't understand that God has called me and I'm going somewhere. Do you understand what I'm going to say? I like one thing my wife gave to me as a testimony. She didn't know she was testifying. She just told me that, when people say that men backslide, they said, do you know it has never crossed my mind about you? Say why? He said, you know, for you, backsliding is dying. What will you say you are going to? This is the only thing I have known that you know how to do that you love, serving the Lord. Do you get my point? There are two reasons why I would not go after other women. Two precious reasons. One, I think three reasons. If there's a fourth one, I'll tell you afterwards. One, I love the Lord. Two, I love my wife, and my wife trusts me so much. And three, I love my ministry. I don't even know which one is stronger of the three. He said, you should be the one for the Lord. Don't fool yourself. You see, God said, you can't see me. So I want to, the demonstration of the love you have for God is the one you have for people you can see. So if I don't fear the brethren, I will even think it. How would the man feel? He may say, Pastor Mark, you don't get another wife. So how would the man feel? So what would Pastor Constantine say? Oh, I say, God, even if I don't love you, I don't love my wife. I think for the sake of the brethren, let us try. It's called vision. He puts words upon you, restraint. How this one going here today, going there tomorrow, is because you don't believe. Listen, you just don't believe that God is taking you somewhere. Listen, I know one thing for sure. You know, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Before I married my wife, I promised her that I would take you all over the world. I was quoting Archbishop Benson in Dawson. And I know I will fulfill it. That the whole world will love and respect you because you married me. They say, this is the wife of the great man. And one day, one young man came to my wife, to my house, and met my wife at home. His Yenka's friend accidentally just heard that Yenka was going to the house of the Pastor Banke. He came from Kogi State. He followed Yenka around to my house. Pastor, would you like a drink? He said, yes, I have to be able to tell them that I drank in your house. Bring the drink. At the end, he shook my hand, shook my wife, and said, I met Pastor Banky's wife. I said, my wife, see, so at least, yeah. I don't begin. I don't try. Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. I have such a great vision for my life. At least I will pray to God. Are you getting my point? I'm not talking about human strength or power. Yeah, he's strong man. No. My people have a saying that any man who says he's strong has never been to war. So, men like us, we don't just talk about strength. We talk about faith. So we come near to the bone with the throne of grace and obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. The Bible says this was how Jesus never sinned. He said he learned how to cry to him who was able to deliver him from death, and he was heard in that he feared. You know what that fear means? Jesus said, after all of this, if I do this, I can't die for the world again. He feared. That is after. Look, I told my wife something one day. I said, listen, I don't have a personal house. My friends are building personal houses and living in them. Not as if they are smarter or brighter or anything than me. I just said, Lord, I will wait for the time you will give it to me easily. Meanwhile, we will serve you. When I was coming to a new place, can you go to another place of the country? I said, God is with me. I said, I have gone everywhere in life by faith. Everywhere. Therefore, the Bible says it is he that endures to the end that will be saved. why he said, when there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. A young woman told her friends once, since God is delaying so much in husband matter, I'm just going to look for any man to just get me pregnant. I don't try. I don't wait for God. Don't take some time now. Maybe in travel. No vision. Let me tell you how to walk in a manner pleasing to God. Say, God, even if you don't bless me, I will still serve you. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. I say, even if you roast me, I won't bow to the idol. The boys did not know God will really, they were not absolutely sure that he would, you know, he said, we know he will deliver us, but in case it's not one of those days that he is disposed to deliverance, there are times he's not so keen on deliverance, we still will not bow. One of the best testimonies I've heard in recent times was the one my wife told me that she heard at a meeting. A woman who had been praying for a child for years, one day she looked at herself and said, God, you have been good to me all round. If this is one thing you will not give to me, it's all right, you can keep it. That was the last, the next period she had was the last one. When she began to deliver like amoeba. Do you get my point? Are you following the point I'm making? Church, let me allow you to go home. Amen. The Lord is good. If you believe the Lord is good, shout the Lord, amen. Congrats to your feet and begin to give them offense. Say, Lord, I will wait for my true love. You will show him, you will show her to me. I will join hands with her, I will drag her along, we will run together. Or I will put my hands in his, and then if you pull me, I will run together. Oh, begin to declare that before the Lord. Say, Father, I give you thanks.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we just step out our hands to us, Pastor Banky, and pray for God's continued blessings upon his life. Let's pray for increase of grace, increase of mercies, increase of his love upon his life. Let the things that we have seen God doing.